It's a long story. He will come out, he succeeded to infiltrate the Christians, he will become the leader of Christians, and he will choose 12 guys from these Christians and secretly will tell each of them that when I die, you are my replacement. But keep it secret. Don't tell anyone. Then he will kill himself. After his death, 12 guys will stand up with 12 books. Each one is the opposite of the other one. So the Christians will fight each other, will ruin the unity of that believers. Up to now you realize that something more is going on in this story, right? That there is something that will infiltrate your belief and will put you in this state of despair. And all this happens in you because of one thing only, jealousy. This is the story of jealousy, and in a mid story, Rumi will say, there is no, what do you say, orbet? Orbet or ababa or another, or that.
Obstacle.
It's not only obstacle, it's that's ababa.
Barrier?
That's obstacle, barrier, impasse.
Impediment.
Impairment, yes.
But Alba is like the consequences.
Oh, no. Not that the Alba. But what it relates, because that's the outcome.
That's what comes
what
after.
If you pass, what comes after? But this, it means the barrier, something like that. And we say, there is no more difficult barrier than jealousy. I envy the people without jealousy. This is the room is saying, you will see. You will say, remember this jealousy I described to you, this is the most important barrier you should pass. And it's the most difficult one. Why? Because your wazir, your cleverness, will help it, will build it up, will inflate it, and things like that. But in this story, you will see that it doesn't go that easy. First of all, for that beating up, he will cut his nose and ears. What will happen to someone without ear and nose? First of all, the book started with listen. When you have no ears, you don't listen, right? Secondly, when something is far, far away, you cannot see it, you cannot touch it, you cannot taste it, but at least you could smell it, right? If you don't have the nose, pity. Do you remember I said, Rumi will say in this book that there is this beautiful rose garden, which is lovely. But you know what? The problem is I cannot bring that garden to you. What can you do? I could try to bring one stem of the rose, therefore you smell it, and that smell will lead you to that beautiful garden that we are talking about. This is the spirituality. So the smell is one of the most important one, the first you need. This wazir is noseless and earless by choice. Don't forget that.
By choice.
This is the trick it plays. Does it or not? Am I talking about abstraction here, or am I talking about you? Does it happen to you? Sometimes by choice you close your ears to something, and you close your nose to some smell. Because we believe that the smell of the goodness is always here. It is that beautiful one, we always compare it to a rose. And the rose has the essence, and that's why that gulab, that rose water, is very important. That's why if you go through the history, you will learn that one third of the budget of Muhammad goes to perfume. not literally because of the perfume, because of that if you smell that thing that you have never seen even, but you smell it, there is hope for you. Jealousy will make you lose that one. So if jealousy is strong in you, when a holy man crosses your path, you don't smell it. The first thing is your smell. How I told you that it's not the duty of a holy man to walk around and push the people, hey, come on, I take you there. That's not how it works. The holy man walks almost invisible. You have to smell. And if you smell it and you are serious, you have to start to listen. That's what it is. This is Mukhi started with listen, because the people who are sitting down there, they smell the Rumid. They know there is something. They don't know what it is, do they? They went to Rumi and said, we know that you touched the source of happiness. We don't know what it is, but somehow we know. That's a smell. Rumi will say, okay, now sit down and listen. That's why this is stage two for me. The first one is that smell. The first one is that temptation to go and join the teaching of Rumi. The second, you need to listen. This is story. This is story that starts with one word. Ahwal. Ahwal means cross-eyed. Well, it is much more than that again. Because howl means turning around. Turn around. Axiom. Axis. And all that. And more than that, you remember hall, that main keyword we had? That's in here. Because hall, howl, and heal are the same, and that's a verb. This is a word that we will come back again and again, because Rumi later will say, this is the sickness, this is the sickness. What is the problem of cross-eyed?
You don't see a single.
Exactly. You will see double when there is a single. You don't see the unity. You see plurality. And this is the sickness, the first dangerous sickness of a human being. To forget about the unity. To believe in differences, separation, and all that. You ready to read it? Today, start, please.
Amongst the Jews, there was a king who wrought oppression, an enemy of Jesus and a destroyer of Christians. It was the epoch of Jesus, and the turn was his. He was the soul of Moses, and Moses the soul of him. The squint-eyed king separated in the way of God those two divine prophets who were in accord with each other.
You see, this is the first thing. It was clear, obvious, right? He made sure that there is this Jewish king who is a maker of the darkness. You didn't see that in that translation, because when they talk about Zolm, they forget about the verb itself, because the main word is darkness. Oppression comes from darkness, from blackness. And he was maker of this, means he was oppressive, he was bad, and he belonged to the darkness. He was the enemy of the Christians.
So he's Darth Vader, the dark side.
The dark side.
Creator of the dark side.
Creator of the dark side, that's what Zolm is. Then the second verse talked about the problem in here. He said he didn't understand that Jesus and Moses are exactly the same. To make that exactly the same, he said this is the body, and that's the life of it, and that's the body, and he's the life of it. I mean, both are exactly the same.